The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, yeah, it's we're getting there. We're getting there, as it were. We're getting close, of course, to the ascension of Jesus and the sending of the Spirit, and so those themes are kind of woven into this this tapestry of the farewell discourse, and we see Jesus, you know, preparing his apostles for what is to come. His death, his resurrection, the ascension, the sending of the Spirit, which of course we live into now. Interestingly enough, I think there's more to say here about that very thing, the sending of the Spirit, and our living into the age of the Spirit. But it takes as it does with John, it takes a little while to get there. Okay, so let's do first things first here. Let me see. Where am I? Okay. I am looking at the page, and I am. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go. Okay. I think sometimes we have the sense, not only because we like to lie to ourselves, but for other reasons too, I'm sure, that we think, you know, I'll be just better for Jesus to be here, you know, and certainly if I was there, then that would be much easier for me, do you know? Of course, it wasn't easier for them, right? We remember, I mean, how many times do you have to read in the Gospel? I mean, the Gospel of John, I think, puts it most plainly of all, you know, John 6. Everyone leaves him, right? I mean, this is perhaps a little bit of an over-exaggeration. Everybody leaves Jesus because of the bread of life discourse. And we know certainly by the time Jesus is crowned in glory on the cross that takes his life, you know, no one's to be found, right? It's like, so how easy was that? You know, how easy would that have been, right? Well, it would have been easy to run away because we would have been in one of those crowds, you know. But of course, the great gathering force, the sending of the Spirit and Jesus' resurrection to say reconstitute the church and to set her on the firm foundation of faith, faith as a gift received undeserved. I mean, these are all great lessons for us. You know, this is so yes, better for Jesus to go. Better for Jesus to go, and he gets into why that is. But already he's said, you know, that he's sending the Advocate. If I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. So have Jesus, I mean, we think about it this way, probably just plainly. Jesus' Spirit dwells in us. Okay, so he's more intimately present to us now than he was prior to his death and resurrection and his ascension and the sending of the Spirit. So, yeah, if we wanted it easy, then we have it easy, you know. Sorry to say, we have it easy. Okay, so let's look. Okay, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world. This is difficult, okay? Sin, righteousness, and condemnation. Okay, so better translation, sin, justice, and judgment. Okay, sin, because they do not believe in me. Okay, so when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world. And, you know, it's right for us, I think, to ask if we have any worldliness in us as it relates to the sending and the task, the power of the Spirit. Okay, so in regard to sin and justice and judgment. sin because they do not believe in me. Okay, we see that in John's gospel, right? Belief is very significant. And seeing and believing, it's okay that seeing and believing goes hand in hand. In the gospel of John, we see, you know, John himself running to the empty tomb. On seeing, he believes. Remember the man born blind and how much hullabaloo that caused, that Jesus had him see, and how easily he was rejected by the people around him who didn't want anything to do with Jesus or his agenda, and that new regime, even with signs, that that regime was a regime of mercy, of generous love, and they didn't want it. Okay, do we want it or not? Do we want it? Are we praying to the God of generous love, or are we not? And do we want to be caught up in that movement, or do we not? Right. So this is significant. The world is bent on its own way. Okay. So when the Spirit comes, He convicts the world in regard to sin. So the world is bent on its own way and refuses to go God's way. This is in act, the Spirit convicting the world on the part of sin. Okay? Justice, or here, righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. Justice, because I'm going to the Father. Right? So in this sense, we see Jesus' trial and his condemnation and his execution, all under the banner of justice. Okay, but justice, Jesus is going to the Father, so Jesus is in fact vindicated. Jesus is declared to be in the right. Okay, so it's not then the world's justice. The world is convicted on that count because Jesus has gone to the Father, He's vindicated. So the justice of the world is overturned in favor of the justice of God. Okay, and condemnation or judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. So this is finally the judgment of God that the Satan is cast out. And I think it's significant to look at, say, the Satan or the devil under those words that actually are descriptors of that dark personal force that roams the world looking for the ruin of souls, right? It's diabolein, right? The scatterer. This is where we get the devil from. Diabolein, the scatterer, the one who scatters, the one who tears asunder, as it were, and the Satan, the accuser. Yeah. So these are dark forces still at work in the world, and also, what did I say, in our hearts. You know, do we have worldliness in us? Yeah, then we need the sending of the Spirit to convict us. So we want to reject the encroachment of the world, the encroachment of the world, the encroachment also of that dark personal force, of the devil, the Satan. And we do it by resisting his wiles, as it were, to scatter us and to divide and to accuse. And this is, I don't know, it's very easy to say these are preaching points. You know, there's actually some subtlety to the thing, okay? So there's a lot to do, and thank God there's a lot to do, and there is much more subtle than preaching allows, because we get to do the work, you know? And if it were easy and straightforward and whatever, and all our woes could be cured with preaching, then I think we'd be there, at least just on the sheer volume of preaching that happens from this ambo. We would be there already, but it's not that way, right? It takes our work, and it takes our work receiving the Spirit and then living by the Spirit's lead. Because actually, right, what does Jesus say here, okay? It's better for you. If I go, I will send him to you, the Advocate. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. What I just said, sin and justice and judgment. But where does that happen? It happens in you. And it happens through you. Because we are the, say, receptacles of the Spirit. Right? We're the ones receiving the Spirit. And we're the ones who are animated and sustained by the Spirit. So that work of convicting the world of sin and justice as it relates to sin and justice and judgment, that's our work. That's our work. But it's our work to do it again, like by this, as I said, by the Spirit's lead, which means that we become, you know, in the flesh, say, animators of the life and love of God. So we continue to speak the word of love and of hope and of healing and of strength and of the rest to anyone who will hear it, right? Your renewal is at hand for everyone who will hear it, right? My life is lit up with love, we hope, we pray, yeah? My life is lit up with love, and it's available to you as well. So let's go, right? Let's follow this Jesus who's been vindicated by God. Let's follow this, let's follow the Spirit's lead as he leads us into all truth and the rest, right? And into the fullness of abundant life. It's all there for us. We have to persevere in that way. We get to persevere in that way. We have the strength we need to persevere in that way. And so we will go now in the way of great and costly love as we persevere in bringing God's love to life for everyone we encounter.